CliffCentral.com.
Okay, well, it's time for us to check in with another person who's a regular with us on a Thursday, and that is Sean Saunders. Dude, we've got to start off. Bitcoin has had a hell of a week.
Oh, yes, it has. $17,800 hitting a new 38-month high of $18,000. It's insane. I mean, this last period has just been, it's everything we've been waiting for in the crypto space. It just seems to have happened in the space of a month.
I saw it cross 18,000 yesterday, and I thought back to those amazing days when it was like over 20, and this is about the closest we've been since then. In fact, it is the closest we've been. So a good week to talk about crypto, a good week to talk about the products that you have at Revix. So give us the down low. What do you think is happening? Why has crypto been doing so well?
So this bull run is very different to the last. That's not to say that it's not speculative. I mean, crypto is a speculative investment class. You're going to see the asset class move up and down. But what you're seeing is a lot of big institutions into the space. So more recently, you had Square, you had MicroStrategy, you had hedge fund investor Paul Tudor Jones. You even had Stanley Druckenmiller, which managed George Soros's money for 10 years, come out and say that they're interested in the space and they're interested in Bitcoin and they actually think it is going to act as a store of value, very similar to gold. And this now has really shifted the narrative because all of a sudden, you know, it's really hard to enter an asset class for the first time, especially crypto, right? Remember a few years ago, I mean, probably for most of the people listening to this, crypto is still that sort of fringe asset class, which people don't understand and they're hesitant to get involved with. And now you've got these big players entering the space. They're making big moves. They're buying billions of dollars worth of Bitcoin. And all of a sudden, it's a case of, oh, okay, well, let's not get left behind. And now you've got fund managers running into the space. So you've seen big money move in, and you've seen it move in really quickly, and that's pushed up the price of Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies.
So the most important question then for anybody who is maybe taking things a bit more seriously because of these developments, is it too late to invest? Because you don't want to invest when things are too expensive, but there could be a reason to get in now because it could get even more valuable.
Exactly. So, I mean, again, this can't be financial advice, like any advice that's given on the show is my personal opinion. But if you look back, and I mean, Gareth, when did we start doing these shows? It must have been about 18 odd months ago, first show.
Yeah.
And I think one of the first questions that were asked back then when Bitcoin was sitting at that point must have been around 11,000 or 12,000. You know, have we missed the boat? Are we too high? Is this, you know, not an opportunity to invest anymore? And I'll say exactly the same thing now. You're going to look at a long-term price trend over a 10 or 15 year period, and this is going to be just a little bit on that entire price chart. And I think that's really the investment opportunity here. Remember, Bitcoin as an investment category, or as a single investment category, is only 3%. It's actually less than 3% of all of gold's value. So the fact that it's increased by 140% this year, and other cryptocurrencies like Chainlink or Polkadot, they've increased by 600%. I mean, Ethereum's up over about 350% this year. They're all in our top 10 bundle, and in other two bundles as well. The fact that these other cryptocurrencies have performed so well, you can't look at the percentage return. You actually have to look at the overall investment objective here. And the investment objective is to say, okay, well, if Bitcoin is going to be competing with gold, then, well, this could easily double. It could easily go more than that. And that's the return opportunity with crypto over a 5 or 10 year horizon. You're not looking at a 20% or 100% return. You really are looking at a 5x or 10x return. And that's the exciting thing about the space.
Yeah, I think many people are starting to look at ways to improve their investments that do not fall into the traditional categories. But that's a lot harder than some people think, because if you're uneducated, you can also make some very bad decisions. And that's where it's nice to have Revix, because you guys do all the hard computing for us. We can buy that top 10 bundle, and you know, you're buying some of the best weighted asset classes in cryptocurrency. I think just explain to everybody how you guys choose where to put that money.
Yeah, so what we do is we actually don't choose. We let the market choose for us. So just like the Satrix Top 40 or the S&P 500, what we do is we say, okay, let's look at the 10 largest cryptocurrencies that exist out there. Mm. Great. Now we've got a snapshot of those. Then every single month, we'll relook at the market and essentially rebalance your bundle. So what this means is if you buy into our top 10 bundle, you'll equally own the top 10 cryptocurrencies. And over the course of the month, one cryptocurrency may outperform another. And at the end of the month, if another cryptocurrency increases in value in the top 10, we'll automatically rebalance your bundle, include that cryptocurrency into the top 10, and remove a cryptocurrency that's declined in value. And what this means is that you stay up to date with this fast evolving market. So as an example, recently you had Polkadot enter the top 10 and you had Bitcoin Cash, SV, get removed from the top 10. And what this meant is that we rebalanced for you. So you weren't exposed to the cryptocurrency that was declining in value and you got exposure to the one that was increasing in value. Now Polkadot's up 600% this year, and you would have benefited from the vast majority of that return, which is, you know, it's for us, it's the same reason why so many people go and buy the S&P 500 rather than going to buy just Naspers on the JSE. It's a diversified approach to crypto investing. And we're saying, well, over the long term, you really don't know what's going to happen in this space. So have the humility to at least know that diversification is your friend, spread your risk across the market and look at the long term, not the short term.
All right. Going into December, what usually happens in the markets? Is there a trend yet for what you guys do, gold, crypto, over December? Because obviously people's behavior changes. Are there changes every year to the market this time of year?
So in the past, because the market was so retail driven, a lot of individuals got their year-end bonuses and that money went almost straight into crypto. So December's been a very good year for Bitcoin and crypto in general.
Month.
Now, again, not financial advice, but my personal opinion is if you look at gold, and we offer Pax Gold on our platform.
Yes.
I mean, gold's been pretty lethargic over the last while. It really hasn't done all that much. It's actually pulled back a little bit.
Correct.
And I mean, Goldman Sachs is adamant that you're seeing $3,000 gold next year, and it's currently sitting at $1,808. So there's a good investment case there. Whether or not, I mean, that's a December. I mean, this is a unique year, right? So whether things happen in December or January, I mean, who knows, right? Mm. I think if you're looking out over the long term with all the money printing that's taken place, I think these anti-inflationary assets, these hard assets, if you want to call them that, and I'm including Bitcoin and the other cryptocurrencies in this, they have a very good investment case.
Well, Sean, always good to hear from you. In a market we've never seen before, don't guess, diversify. Revex allows you to effortlessly own a diversified portfolio of the world's top cryptocurrencies, which automatically stays up to date with the ever-changing market. You can follow them on social media, at Revex Invest. That's on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, at Revex Invest, one word. And you can sign up for free. Today, you can go in, you verify your ID, you add funds, you select the bundle of your choice, and they do the heavy lifting in terms of balancing those portfolios. And for more info, you can always head over to revex.com. It's the smart way to invest in crypto. Thank you, Sean.
Thanks, guys. CliffCentral.com.